Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:18 British summer time. Well, interesting day in here today, as they always are. Gold is currently up $6, and that gives us a pretty good signal that there's something happening in the dollar. Just pulling up the dollar index as we speak, and it's currently sitting at 83.81. That's not really a conclusive break of this range that we've seen for the last 4 to 5 weeks. The low inside that range is at 83.53, so it's not a conclusive break on the dollar index. However, with this upward dynamic in gold and some very positive moves up over a cent on the sterling or on cable, as it's also known, so with the gold and with the sterling, that's two of the indicators or two of the crosses that we'd be looking at relating to the dollar, saying that it's coming under increasing pressure. The euro is still very much flat on the day. It's up 0.3 of a cent, so very, very flat. And the yen is down 0.41, so it's at 107.08. So that's quite a bit down from where the highs were posted last week over 108. So this could very well be spelling the end of this dollar rally. We'll definitely find that out in the next couple of days. But judging from the way some of these metal markets are reacting, it does look really quite positive. Copper in the US is up $2.70. It's currently sitting at 147.20. In London, it's up 62 at 32.44. The tin is at 8,100, up 25. Zinc is up 33 at 13.04. Nickel is at 16,000 even, up 650. Aluminium is up 9 at 18.73, and lead is up 11.5 at 9.32. Just having a quick look at this nickel chart, as nickel is so very often the leader, and that does look like, quite a good move. It's an equal size move to the one 3 days ago, so that has really brought us back into this range that we saw beginning from pretty much the beginning of February, excuse me, February. So that's looking like pretty good news for the metals. If this does prove to be the top of this dollar rally, then that will really take the brakes off of these metals. And of course, a lot of these have backwardations. The only one that is not trading in a backwardation is zinc. Those backwardations are definitely worth keeping an eye on, because if we do see purchasing and retail sales going down in the US, that will have a knock-on effect for imports from China and therefore industrial demand. But of course, because China is on such a massive program of urbanization and building cities, the demand for raw materials, is really quite steady, unless there's going to be some really quite dramatic economic failure in China, and there's no real signs of that yet, despite all the news of corruption and in the banking sector. Of course, when that does happen, there could very well be a meltdown. So the backwardations are definitely ones to keep an eye on, because if these things start to move into a contango, it will be a signal that demand is drying up. So, but the key is that this could be the end of the dollar rally, and if it is, these metals could very well move to new highs. And because we did see that shakeout last week, again, not a huge shakeout, but they're not exceedingly expensive, although in historical terms they're all remarkably expensive. Just going back to that dollar theme, the crude oil is up 173. It's at 52.10, so it's jumped quite a bit. Its low of the day was at 50.30. That's coming presumably on the dollar. There was also some news came out about fears that there wouldn't be enough of reserves, there wouldn't be enough of gasoline to meet demand for the summer. Of course, that same news story was reversed last week, where they said that they had more than enough. So you can't really trust these stories about oil and oil demand at all, because they're changed from one day to the next. So I think, reporters have about as much of an idea as anyone else. In other words, none, where the price is going to go from one hour to the next, and they'll just write any story. I mean, I'll read you the headline from Bloomberg. It's "Crude oil rises on speculation gasoline demand may drain U.S. inventories." Well, that doesn't make an awful lot of sense, since demand is bound to drain inventories. It's how fast can they put oil back into them would be the overriding question, I would have thought. But that aside, oil is definitely going up at the moment. It's at 52.15 at the moment. There is still a contango. The second month is at 53.60. So that is quite a big contango. If that were to move into backwardation, we would see some really quite dramatic moves in the oil price. Again, this is still, really a very elevated level for oil, and just judging from the way that it came down, we may not see new highs for weeks or even into months, but it could very well range in and around the sort of the $50 mark for quite a while. Again, all depending on what the dollar does and what demand does, and I mean, there's any number of things can change the oil price just because it is that politicized. Silver also had a very good move today. It's up 21 cents on the front month. It's currently sitting at 7.30 and a half. That's quite a big move off the lows, considering the low was at 7.06. I was talking with David today, and he said that he just missed a purchase yesterday in silver. So this should be hitting some of his sell orders up here at 7.30. He definitely had one at 7.20. He said that he had additional sell orders over that. So one of those has probably been hit. At least one has probably been hit. Then we were talking last week that some of these soft commodities had come back into buying ranges, and this dollar weakness has fed through into these as well. There's a good dynamic currently on soybeans, which is up 21 and three quarters. That's currently sitting at 6.38. That hadn't come down nearly as much as the others, and probably not the best buy of them all. I'm just pulling up the wheat chart, which was the most interesting one of them. Hasn't come up very much, up 5.5. It's currently sitting at 316 and three quarters. And corn is up 4.5. I'll just pull that chart up just to have a look at it, see really what does that look like. Bit of a dynamic, but not really, groundbreaking dynamics. But that is the one that came down the most, and currently sitting at support really at 210. It's at two, sorry, it was at support this morning at 210. It's currently sitting at 217. So that's pretty much it for the commodities and the currencies. So now moving into the stock markets, and there's been a pretty good steadying in stock markets here today. Australia closed up about 1.5%. That is a statistical key reversal. So what the next thing I looked at directly after that, I said, oh well, my gosh, if Australia can do that, well, what did New Zealand do? And New Zealand didn't do anything like it. It was really very feeble indeed. And New Zealand has really come down like a stone. It's been a ra really rather precipitous fall. But that's quite encouraging for Australia, so we might see quite a good bit of steadying there, unless, of course, it's completely countermanded tomorrow. In Europe, well, actually in Japan, it went up 127.42. That's up just over 1%. Really a rather feeble rally, considering the nearly 4% it dropped the day before. So that's still really quite weak in the Nikkei. Then in Europe, all of them were up today, but nothing more. other than the FTSE. FTSE was up 0.6%. Nothing else was up more than a third of a percent. The CAC was up 12, DAX up 2, IBEX up 20, the MIB was up 35, and the OMX was up 1. So a little bit of steadying in here, but nothing to write home about, and certainly no upward dynamics. The Dow is currently up 57, that's up just over 0.5%. The S&P up 5, the Nasdaq up 14.5. So these markets are steadying in here somewhat. That could very well be. Yesterday, it was probably on that little bit of treasury weakness, but with the consumer prices coming out, producer prices, excuse me, coming out a little bit under expectations. The treasuries are at 114.13 at the moment. Let me give you those economic figures that came out. The producer prices were above the expectations, but outside of food and energy, they were down. So what it's really saying is that outside of energy, the inflation worries are that little bit less. And that's probably helping these equities a little bit. But the treasuries have broken up above 114, so they have that good news feeding in for them, so anti-inflation, but also there's the additional flight to quality as people really try to get out of equities. Obviously, that flow isn't as strong today as it has been over the last couple of days, but it does look quite bullish for these treasuries in here at the moment. Again, we do believe that treasuries are in an overall topping out for pattern, but just if you want to look at the yield chart, a bottoming out pattern, that bottoming could take a very long time. We could be running into a year or 2 years for the gradual bottoming out. That does leave the door open for intermediate highs, new highs in the ranging pattern, and indeed new lows in this general sort of type 3 pattern. It's ranging time and size, so it will go sideways for a long time. It will range around a lot, and they're very big patterns. Remarkably difficult to trade, and the only way to make any money out of it is on a baby step strategy. So we're still bearish of these equity markets. We think that this is nothing more than a little bit of steadying. At the very best, there might be some short-term rally for a week or 10 days. But what we really need to keep an eye on is, interestingly enough, looking at the Dow chart, we had that peak back at the beginning of March. Then it fell from 11,000 to 11,000 or 10,400, so it fell 600 points. Then it steadied up in a 200-point range. Fell more or less from the high of that range at 10,600 to just about 10,000. So that's another 600-point fall. So just going on the commonality of the move, if the last range was between 10,400 and 10,600, there's a very good chance this range could be between 10,000 and 10,200 before we see that next fall, which could well be another 600 points. So that's something that we would th that would be a predictable way for it to happen. Markets are anything but predictable. If we saw a bigger rally than the 200 points that we saw the last time, then that would be perhaps significant, but it would have to really rally quite a bit more than that. We would have to see a big dynamic. We haven't seen any dynamics on the down, on the upside since this correction started back at the beginning of March. So what we're looking for is the dynamic. Where's the dynamic? There isn't one. If we don't see a dynamic, that really does let us maintain that this downward move is going to continue. We do believe that the rally that has occurred since March 2003, so for the last 2 years, is over, and it's really only, to put it poetically, it's in its death throes. It's deciding how it's going to end. at the moment. We think it's just steadying. So that's pretty much it from me. David got out of hospital today, and he is very eager. He was unhappy that he couldn't come in today, but he will be back in tomorrow. He is thrilled to be out of hospital because he was really suffering from cabin fever. And he will have you, or sorry, you will have him tomorrow. I would like to thank everybody for the very kind support over the last couple of weeks, and all of your help in writing Fuller Buddy and getting out research to you all. Thanks very much, and have a good evening. Bye bye.